Good morning and welcome to Daily Inspirations. This morning, we want to look at a couple verses in Titus chapter 2. We've been looking at words some. We've been looking at doctrine. And Titus, again, in chapter 2, talks about doctrine. Doctrines are instructions in the Word of God. They're teachings in the Word of God. That's what doctrine is. And Titus chapter 2, verse 7, he says, in all things showing thyself a pattern of good works, in doctrine showing uncorruptness, gravity, sincerity, sound speech that cannot be condemned, that he that is of the contrary part may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of you. Exhort servants to be obedient unto their own masters and to please them well, and all things, not answering again, not purloining, but showing all good fidelity, that they may adorn the doctrine of God, our Savior, in all things. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, they might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise you. So the Apostle Paul is encouraging Titus here that he is to show a pattern of good works in doctrine, showing uncorruptness, gravity, and sincerity. That word gravity means reverence, awe. In all reverence, you know, that we should give all reverence to doctrine. And then verse 10, he says, to adorn the doctrine of God, our Savior in all things. You know, when we think of adorn, you know, if you look up adorn, it means to decorate, to make beautiful, to garnish. You know, they garnish the sepulchers, the tombs, Jesus says. But inside, they were whited. Outside, they were whited sepulchers, but inside, they were full of dead men's bones. They made the outside beautiful. But here, you know, Paul's encouraging us, you know, to beautify, to decorate the doctrines, the teachings of God, our Savior, in all things, in every area of life, you know, to, you know, when we, and how can we do that? And I think the answer is in verse 7, what I already read. It says, in all things, showing thyself a pattern of good works in doctrine, showing uncorruptness, gravity, sincerity. Gravity means reverence, awe. And verse 11, you know, when this is happening, when the grace of God is teaching us, the grace of God that hath bringeth salvation, that appeared to all men, it's teaching us. Teaching is doctrine. Again, doctrines and teachings are the same word. Teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, godly in this present world. That is adorning the doctrine of God. And Paul gives instruction here of prior to verse 7 for, in chapter 2, verse 1 through 6. He's teaching doctrine, and these are ways that we can adorn the doctrine of God. He says, but speak the things that which become sound doctrine, that the aged men be sober, grave, temperate. You know, that word grave again means reverence, awe. They may be temperate, that they may be sound in faith. They may be sound in charity, sound in patience. He says, the aged women likewise, that they be in behaviors becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children. This is all adorning the doctrine of God our Savior in all things. And it says to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. Young men likewise exhort to be sober-minded. So this morning I just want to encourage you, you know, to adorn the doctrines of God. Make them beautiful. You know, when that happens, you know, Matthew 5:16 says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify God, which is in heaven. You know, when that is happening, the doctrine of God is being adorned. It's being beautified. It's being made beautiful. It's being decorated. When the gospel of Jesus Christ is lived out in a man or woman's life, The doctrines of God are being beautified. You know, the opposite also happens. Romans chapter 1 and 2 talk about how the name of God is blasphemed among the world because people profess Christ, but that they don't live according to the doctrines of Christ. And we see that so much today. Instead of the doctrines of Christ, or God our Savior being adorned and beautified and set on a pedestal, you know, the Word of God is blasphemed because people try to explain away the doctrines and teachings of God our Savior. They don't do them. They actually do the opposite. And so this morning I want to encourage you to adorn the doctrine of God in our Savior in all things. So thank you for listening and may God bless you. Let's close in prayer. Father in heaven, we thank you for your word, which is sharp and powerful and quick and sharper than a two-edged sword. We thank you that, Lord, for the inspiration of your word. Lord, help us, Lord, today to go forth and to adorn the doctrine of God, our Savior, in all things, in all areas of our life. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.